Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. We didn't plug in because this is about a great cause. I'm your co-host, Talk Dude, and I'm here with not the star, but the title subject matter of our show, Comedian Organic. Okay.
Hello, everybody. It's Comedian Organic. Okay. Thank you.
And we're here to bring you a burning vibe, a message, you know. You see, I've always basically believed that radio is basically that's the genre you have to get into when you want a message to be heard by the people, more so than television or cinema or live or anything else. Radio was meant not just to spin records, not to talk about, oh, today's the latest news and traffic, but to give a burning message that needs to be delivered. That's what we're doing here. Organic, what's our burning message for today? Tell me.
Well, part of that desire that is in your ability is to make sure that desire don't get compromised as time goes along, and you mostly get compromised, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make
mm-hmm.
sure that you are not forgetting to maintain that ability. But listen deeply. This show today is the community, right? So you can do a lot for community, right? But you can miss some of the great interior stuff by trying to be over, you know, I'm going to say this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and that, and get the entire stuff out, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can miss
Indeed.
Things that truly need it, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's the thing. Like, think about if somebody truly would help you when you needed it. How would you be? My point. So if someone truly helping you, you need to help them to tell you a lot of stuff to distract you. And I'm going to get to you eventually, and guess what they don't do? If someone needs emergency assistance, just saying, what does emergency assistance mean to you? What does urgency mean? If someone just using that word just to say it. So
indeed.
You have to be really, truly connected to how do you utilize your ability the most effective to help the person or help the situation? Right? Now, deal with someone that don't need anything from you, and it can be it's like being lost in traffic.
Mm. Mm. Look, I don't want to be lost. Go ahead.
Listen.
I don't be lost. I've lost too much in my life. Look, everybody needs a compass. We all need a sort of a sense of self. Before you do anything else in life, you need to know who you are. You need to know what you are. You need to know what you're about. You need that. It's as natural as air and blood flowing through your veins. Natural. You need to have a pulse and a heartbeat. Ask yourself this question right now. Who are you? And don't just give your name. Your parents gave you a name, but who are you? Do you know who that is? Are you ready to say, world, here I am? Are you ready to do that? Because even if they don't necessarily like you, can you get by? Are you one of those people who tries too hard to be something that is acceptable? You're so compromised. You've compromised yourself so much. Who are you behind that mask? What are you? That's not every day. Before anything else, sense of self, sense of identity. Know who you are.
I understand this part. As we create things, cause it, you know, it's one of the things that you like to talk about politics in a sense, right?
I'm too much of I'm a political animal. I'm like a mad dog. And that can be kind of a good thing because you need people like that to decide how the world is going to be and how our country is going to be, whatever. But, well, I mean, in a way, you don't be the kind of guy who's basically talking more about politics than the people who are actually in them, who's discussing more than whoever's sitting in the damn Senate. I mean, sometimes you basically want to take a moment to say, you know what, forget what they're doing. Doesn't matter who's sitting in office. What am I doing today? You know, that's a balance.
Think about the power that you have. How you're applying that power that you have. A lot of people not utilizing the power that they have, And he's just compromising it with just chaotic and cluster things that's not truly connecting them to their life purpose. Make sense?
Okay. Having a connection. That's the second thing that's most important. Make sure you have a solid support system. Do you have loved ones? Do they love you? Be sure. Find them. Well-rounded things. Keep in touch. Keep those ties that bind secure. Because before you know it, they can be cut. Even just as long as you need, everybody needs somebody to love. Everybody needs to be loved. Have a family. Even if they're not by blood. Connect. That's another thing I thought, basically. Organic OK. That should be on Organic OK. That should be on this program. It's another pointer I'm trying to make here. Now, what you also want to do is that some people in life, you don't really like, but you have to tolerate and put up with. Don't put up and tolerate them any more than you have to. It's okay. You're not meant to like everything. Not everyone is supposed to like you. I'm the kind of person that believes if you're pleasing everybody, you're doing something wrong. There are some people you kind of do more. It's your enemies. They're hating on you for the right reasons. My point being is just stay in sync. Organic, what do you think about that?
You're making a point, and see, it's a very luxury moment because when you look at people, when they get you in a vulnerable place, if that ever happened in life, start pulling back the vulnerable moments that you call in control, and they figure out ways, once you're out of control, use those things to destroy you with. If you figure out ways that are helpful at the time, they figure out ways to figure out when you unhealthy yourself at the time, and maybe because you're helping a lot of people and those things not mattering, right? You can have a healthy and successful platform, but when you look at this, you're in a business, and no one's buying your products, whatever your services they're utilizing, you're just pitting out. It has to be something in place for you to keep doing things for the people that are not helping you, where those people should be the one invested into what you're doing. They're not helping you. Where are you getting the means to actually do this? Sir, you have to stop the back stuff. It's distracting to my voice.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So you have to be clear on how you're actually interacting with that cross-contaminated and understand how that cross-contaminated, when it's not addressed, it takes a life of its own. Having that type of that in doing business, like for example, this community, right? So community, this is what it means for the community platform. It means that on Fridays, I go to different communities, different businesses. It's not set where I'm going and set where I will be at. So that can be anywhere where I'm, you know, coming to. So the community is a general thing. It's not, oh, I'm from this city, I stay in this town, this app. No, this is could be anywhere. And saying, I'm going to be here this day, I'm going to be there this day. At some point in time, we're going to have something like that. But it's not quite, you know, I have to be really, you know, because we're still going with the COVID-19. So because of that, like just being traveling and being in a lot of places, it just increases the cross-contamination that's in these settings, right? So that's the thing right now. But for the most part, you know, different types of business that are in place to ask, you know, this is the thing. If a person in the business owner, you know, business partner, and, you know, in your city, what needs to be implemented in your city? What is the resources that your community need? Now, at this point in time, it's a lot of, it's like a template. It's a lot of cities need the same resources, right? Then some get away with more than others based on what they financially and the infrastructure in place, what they, you know, it's just little things that people figure out ways to pinged and slid in for the resources. And others, you know, kind of think about this. Some people that's not getting that much. And because of what's going on now, things are kind of like turnaround. It's like, you know how they have slides? And you push, you don't remember, what is that game called? When people just put the little picture in there and you push the slide and the picture changes. What game is that? What is that game called?
You mean like with the special glasses, slides?
Yeah. Y'all little kids had them back in the day.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't have one of those, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is, you know, and so what I'm saying to people is like some people are getting resources that some never had when it wasn't COVID-19, right?
All right.
But then some that never got resources at all, they're seeing what's really being, you know, given to them that they never had, period, right? And then somebody that already has something and it has, you know, a certain amount, they can say, well, this is not much in general, but someone that never had anything, they experienced something totally different. So it's just a lot of different components to you dealing with, you know, a state. Just think about a state. What's the average amount of people in a state? That's a lot of different people. Just even if you're in a state and you're in a town, sorry, you got to put your mouth on your phone. We don't want to hear your conversation. The thing is, you must understand those things. When you're dealing with towns and cities and populations, some people are in towns, some states where it's hundreds of people in that whole city or town. You know, it's hundreds in a whole town. You know, and in some places, complexes, you know, around this nation, it's places where it's thousands of people in these places, thousands. Depending on how the complex and how they are, you know, it's thousands of people, right? So imagine a whole town in a complex can have more than towns in a complex, right? So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, you're dealing with different people. You're interacting with people that look, this I call it the airport. If I tell people this is my thing. I said, it's like an airport effect. What do you say, airport? Like, you go to the airport, and you see all these different people at the airport, and you interact with some people, and some people look like they're angry. And some people that look like they're angry, they're not angry. They're really in a good mood. And some people look like they're really in a good mood, they're not in a good mood, right? Then you got some people that you run into again that angry, looking angry, and they're really angry. And there's one that look happy, really happy. Then you got some mixed bags where you run into some people where some people are happy, you know, they look happy. Some people are mad and look mad. And some people are just in between, just going off the vibes that they see. So when you're dealing with that just different changing of emotional settings, dealing with different states, different cities, you know, different weather conditions, you know, different lifestyles, you know, different, you know, social class systems that are in place, third year to back your voice off the phone or whatever you need to do, and picking up your voice conversation.
Really?
Damn. So that is one of the things that can help. Now, this guy have Tourette's. And just think about this. Somebody that's dealing with opposition, just in general, you're dealing with opposition. Imagine the opposition that you can retain, right? You retain the opposition that people just deal with you on those because when they see you, say you have your hairstyle, right? They see your hairstyle, you cover it up, they don't see it. Just say, some people's hairstyles may not be able to cover it up based on what they have and resources. But imagine if you had your conversation outside of you and depending on where your tradition and where the community is, you know, challenging the actual experience that you have and they are, you know, carrying on, right? It's some places where these things are, it's like a guy got Tourette's. He got the worst Tourette's in the world. We just imagine where the worst Tourette's in the world people have and how they interact. Now, if you have more people that stay in that city or town that have the most capability of resources and being extremely comfortable because people treat them well, people will say, hey, I need to move. I have Tourette's. Let me move to that area, right? Wouldn't you want to move that place? If you, if someone treats you really well, and you have to be, you know, labeled and just pit out there like a, you know, experience, you know. Every time you stand out, it's like you, the red, and the bull is the people following you, and they're always following you. That would be a very intense moment, depending on you as an individual, right?
Well, we had a mild, you know, temporary shutdown of the program. And like I said,
well, they're called technical difficulties. Yes, but look, let's put aside. Where were you before? It's 7:47 here on the program. Comedian Organic, okay. Please get involved. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying to you is when we find some closure within dealing with community elements of oppositions that are really freeing people, you know, from being financially, economically molested, and bias, like we use this kind of financial infrastructure to be like financially biased of giving infrastructure of money. And it's like, if you got a system that's set up for a demographic groups culturally because it's more of one culture, and that's not them as an individual, and you tell me collectively, if this is operating under that, then we are never truly becoming. Look at this. This is a conflict of bias and cross-contaminated, unfair treatment that you're making across the nation. You see a lot of people telling you what they experience across the nation, and then you say, if everyone experiences across the nation within the resources of having something, then that's a fair opposition that it can be component. It's like, just take it out. It's like, if you had too much juice for a small cup, you had to get more cups, right? Now, that's just resources, right? If you had 100 people and 100 people all was even number of just every ethnicity, you know, 100 people, every ethnicity you couldn't fit 100 people. But if it's lopsided in our resources, in the viewpoint of people saying, it just seems like it's just so right because it's more, doesn't mean it's right because it's more. It means that this cross-contaminated system needs to be cleaned more. That's the difference, right? If you got more guests in a home than you normally have in your home, when it comes to cleaning, what you got to do? You got to clean more. And we can't have a system where, you know, you old enough to know this. Back in
me personally?
You back in the 80s, 90s, we used to see programs that a lot of, depending on if you ever watch TV, some people were not able to watch TV, they had to work, and they just read, you know, read papers. But in the 80s, a lot of people had the experience of watching programs that it just showed you certain groups of people that was on the program. In the 80s, and I used to see, you know, you see the program, it wasn't like, oh, you know, you just watch the program. You know, for the most part, people, you know, people even discuss, oh, this is not, you know, for me. I'm just like, wow, why is this Sony program? It's a little part. I'm like, why is Sony program? Like, people watch this program. I'm like, does no one look like them? You get to watch this program, and no one look like you. And you go out in society and you look at this image of what people are, and you go out in society, and if your mind and your eyes is not aligned to what people feel is tolerable to look at, because your eyes is not showing them, oh, you're not passive enough, you're not showing them enough, you know, bowing to them, you know, then they don't want to deal with you in a sense. But then when your eyes become too mature, your eyes become too mature for the decisions that you are being held accountable for to yourself, and say, hey, I don't appreciate being compromised because it's more you in society. This doesn't look right. This doesn't smell right, right? If you go to a restroom, bathroom, a shower place, okay,
One of the things you'll notice, anytime someone goes into a restroom and they back up, it's going to be one of two things going to happen there. Okay, maybe three. It's going to be normally, just normally, if someone is backing up, sit down, and it's a male facility, it's going to be, yeah, situation. Okay, I'm going to say that because, you know, people get tired of hearing the bathroom thing. I get it. So the thing is, what I'm saying to you is when we have settings where everything seems, look at this. If you're able, and I hear this, I heard different people, professionals, right? They've traveled the world doing journalism. They've seen all different demographic groups of people, right? Personalities, rebels, and just like toxic and very hostile and very life-threatening situations, right? They did this. They said, wow. If you say, if this is a business decision, I decided my partner looked like this, my partner looked like this, my family looked like this, my community looked like this, my community looked like this. I said that again, I know. It's just repeating in what people tend to do. If you're looking around, just off of shade, not even saying what actual, you know, ethnicity that you actually identify with, but just say for just this all sake, right? If you only seeing everybody go through, look at this. You experience all types of things that the average person don't get to experience. You get to get the knowledge. You get to have an experience that's so vulnerable. You get to see. You get to be in the ingredients like a chef school. You get to be in the ingredients and experience this. So when you're looking at something from a different point of view, you get to see how this, like you become the ingredients. You start marrying the ingredients. Everybody, are you following me? This part where your translation of experiencing the world, and you align, you're telling people from what your viewpoint is, how you see the world, not how the world actually is. Because listen to this. If you're cooking, somebody say, can I get this, my food cooked this way? No, I like it well done. I like it medium. People start telling you stuff, right? Start cooking the way they
want. Oh, yeah.
Right? If life, you're telling me this from a Western point of view, right? If the majority of people in this particular part of the world, if majority of the people are telling you their point of view from what they're seeing everyone is from their point of view, just say that, right? What is the value system of really what the quality is of cross-contaminated bias viewpoint of view that seems so intellectually charged to be so explosive when you have any kind of connection that is beyond what they have been accustomed to lying as a habitual establishment where it's not set up for anyone to have true, fair, you know, experience that's not beyond that. Hold on a second. When we're dealing with a natural experience, natural, what's a natural experience? If you drink too much water, too fast, it's deception, right? But you drink
stomach pain, you revert back into a fish-like substance.
Is that
called hydropoisoning?
Isn't that a natural experience from life? That's natural experience from life. So that is something that's devastating for anybody, for the most part, right? How are these things so culturally driven to be one person's point of view like they're not human? That's what I'm saying to you. How? And then when they tell you everything, it this is. I don't know if people bring culture up. I don't know if people bring, you know, religion up. You know, why are you doing this for? Because this is everyone the same. Everyone's the same. Everybody said everyone's the same, right? Haven't you been in places where people didn't say that they wasn't the same? You can tell that they're still different by you because how the energy they throw at you, how they looked at you. And if this is the case, where is the, you know, is this you know, is this what they're saying? Is this, they said, it's unnormal. They say this all the time. They say, why so often people always bringing up race, right? If you say race is not an issue, right? And then people, look, I've seen so many different types of intellect in history talk, scholars talk. And you feel like you're being pit under some kind of poison conversation that's drinking you emotionally to a point, drinking you emotionally to a point where you're having no logical understanding because it's so, it's like compromising. And then they put poison in this. So you're dealing with emotional poor. I said the tears and pain, communities. We say these things of conversation where they have people talking about communities that are devastated, like they're talking like the criminals of the wealth of propaganda settings. They got them conditioned to talk like they're the wealthy ones and they have a complaint that they're controlling, but really they are the victim. They have the people that's technically in a lot of capacities that have the wealth talking like they're the victims. What is this? We're talking about community service, and we're talking about how this system, listen to this, you have relationships, right? Birds and the bees. Just said it, birds and the bees.
Urgent to be.
Birds and bees. Sir, this is,
oh, the birds and bees.
Sir, don't interrupt me, please. This is the thing, everyone. People tell you about their life sexual experiences. I say this in 15 seconds or less. That would be totally inappropriate to someone that is identifying with something different. People have different hunger levels. Everyone, this has been comedian organic, okay. You know, and the show is called, you know,
Comedian Organic, okay.
We'll just hear my name, man. Something. Would you like to say any final words?
No, I mean, were you trying to basically give the title of the show in a way that didn't sound too shameless self-promoting? Is that it?
Well, thank you for trying to embarrass my name.
I did not. I'm just trying to point. Okay, thank you all for listening. Remember, you can hear all the shows on Blog Talk Radio. Look us up. We're on the web. And get involved. Get involved with the cause. So you want? Let's try to run this all the way to 8 o'clock. Come on. 7:59 here on the program.
Right. So
what else there to say?
What I have to say is we're not trying to grasp and take in cross-contaminated propaganda over your wounds and make your wounds more suffocating and toxic to your experience. But what we're saying is we must free your problems with happiness, not make happiness a problem. Thank you. Everybody, this is Comedian Art.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.